Good evening and welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. It's a special one-hour edition where we are tracking two stories. But right now we're going to talk about story number one. It is an amazing achievement. And that achievement is reaching 1 billion. Imagine from where we began, the problems we faced, and now reaching 1 billion. This moment is worth celebrating. But while we do that, let's ask ourselves this question. And now, not a question, but maybe give out a very strong statement. Let's emerge stronger than ever before, armed with the confidence of 1 billion doses. And now, for the next billion, what are the challenges and how will we overcome basis the learnings of the past 10 months? That discussion is now going to begin. I am very happy to introduce Dr. Balram Bhargav. He's the Director General of the Indian Council of Medical Research, who is now with us. Dr. Bhargav, I and the entire team of NDTV here want to congratulate you and everyone for this achievement. It's actually, from a point of vaccine hesitancy to a point where you've reached 1 billion, don't you realize that you wouldn't have been able to achieve much had people not been proactive? This is also, as much as the healthcare workers and frontline workers, also a victory of the people.
Absolutely, Sanket. First of all, congratulations to you, most importantly, and congratulations to all the healthcare workers, all the scientific staff, the bureaucrats, the whole of government approach, and also to every citizen of India. Not only the citizen of India, but also probably the citizens of the entire world, because we are 1 billion. And the whole world is 7 billion. So by achieving this landmark, we've done 1/7 of the work. And I think that's a huge, huge achievement, which is fantastic. And I think it's a great day for all of us as Indian citizens. Hmm.
Dr. Bhargav, now, since the focus of this show is, yes, we need to celebrate and we need to congratulate. Let's prepare for the next billion. So looking ahead, I would want to ask you, how prepared are you on some key points, and when you look at key markers, they are a bit of a cause of worry. For instance, if I were to name one, is the massive gap of 100 million of people who are late or have not shown up for their second dose. This vaccine dropout, how big a concern is this according to you?
See, Sanket, even with one dose, we are getting a lot of protection. That does not mean that the people should not get fully vaccinated or not take their second dose. Having said that, we are thankful to media houses like yourselves who have in India established that vaccine hesitancy is not an issue in this country. If you compare it to any part of the world, we are not seeing any vaccine hesitancy. We have had some anecdotal examples which have been highlighted a lot, but they have been just anecdotal examples. So vaccine hesitancy is not an issue. And I don't see that's going to be a problem in the future.
Dr. Bhargav, since the focus of this discussion is to prepare for the next billion, I want to ask you, what is the roadmap? What is the plan? Clearly, 1 billion, we're not talking about 1 billion people. These are 1 billion doses. If you look at the data, which has been provided by the government, about 20 or 25% are fully vaccinated. Only 50% are partially vaccinated. That still means that a majority of the country is not fully vaccinated. So what's the big challenge according to you? And how soon do we need to achieve this? We took 10 months for 1 billion. How much time should we take for the next billion?
Correct. We have, out of the 94 crore adult population, we have vaccinated with a single dose for about 75% of the population. And about 35% or more is fully vaccinated. I think the next billionth milestone or the next milestone is to fully vaccinate all our adult population. The adult population should be fully vaccinated, and that would mean complete vaccination. Having said that, we are seeing that hospitalization and severe disease protection is also being offered by one dose in very high percentages.
Dr. Bhargav, would you like to share with us a timeline of how we plan to go about from here? 1 billion in 10 months, then what should ideally be on the government's mind? The next billion by how much time? And then, you know, subsequent questions will follow.
Correct. I think the most important thing is that we have seen a very nimble, a very agile, and a very pragmatic vaccination program, which the whole world is watching. And I think the purpose is to increase from, if you look at the vaccination program when it started on the 16th of January, we were doing very small numbers. And gradually it has picked up. There were issues of doses being available. There was some hesitancy. That has all been taken care of. And we are just like a turbocharged machinery in this. The number of vaccinations happening is phenomenal. And I think if we are able to maintain this momentum, that is exactly what we would like to continue with and just maintain this momentum.
Any timeline, Dr. Bhargav, you would like to share? I'm sure the government must have set some targets for itself.
The government's target is to fully vaccinate the adult population. That is the first target. And fully vaccinate means both doses.
By what time, sir?
As fast as we can. We have enough doses now. And we are doing a very rapid vaccination. I don't see any country in the world which is having such a large number of doses being administered on a single day. And we've had some learnings from our universal immunization program, which has been running so successfully for the last several decades for children. And from the same learnings, we have been able to get this adult vaccination. And obviously, we have learned a lot along the way in this adult vaccination also. And the plan, as you say, for the government is to fully vaccinate our adult population. Try to get the vaccination for the entire world, because we are protected only when the entire world is protected.
Correct. Dr. Bhargav, let me ask you this question. Why is it that we see these big hits of 2.5 crores, 1 crore plus, 1.5 crores, only timed to big events and not as a daily occurrence? Because, you know, if you say that we have to do it as fast as possible, and when you say that supply side issues are sorted, then why are these spikes only mated to big events and not a daily occurrence?
Yeah. See, this is a biological science and not a deterministic science. So you have to remember, the psychology has to be, there are going to be problems at all levels. You have problems, there may be some hesitancy, someone may not be able to come for the vaccination. So there are day-to-day problems which we are trying to iron out on a daily basis. But that doesn't mean that we will do exactly so many numbers and so days. We try to do as much as possible. India is a huge country. It's such a large country. And we have so many vaccination centers, and each one of them have their, it is a challenge in itself. And that challenge is being figured out, and we are trying to iron out those issues. There may be tremendous eagerness at some place. There may be a tremendous hesitancy. So the pendulum keeps swinging. So once the pendulum is swinging between eagerness and hesitancy, there are other factors like dosage availability, the people reaching at the vaccination center. There may be many other issues which happen on a day-to-day basis. So we are trying our best. The government is trying our best. And more importantly, the people of India have accepted vaccination with open arms. And I'd like to congratulate you and your media and the print and the media houses for playing such an important role that India is not having vaccine hesitancy at all.
Yes, Dr. Bhargav, but you know, the thing is that when you accept congratulations, then you run the risk of being dubbed at a later stage of celebrating prematurely. So that's why we always greet, this celebration with a little bit of skepticism so that we can have a better tomorrow.
I totally agree with you, Sanket. I would urge through you and through your TV channel to tell the population at large that they have to continue with COVID appropriate behavior. They have to celebrate all festivals this year on a very low key and prepare for next year so that we can celebrate the festivals with much greater fervor next year.
Dr. Bhargav, I was meaning to ask you this question. You see what is happening in the UK and the US now, and they, by imposing a very strong and stringent lockdown during their, second wave, were able to vaccinate faster, at least during that period. But there is a surge now there also, despite the vaccination. What are the odds, according to you, in your understanding, of a similar surge happening in India also, in COVID numbers or COVID cases?
I think from the ICMR's perspective, we have done the four serosurveys. And the last serosurvey is clearly showing that about 67% of the people have antibodies. And around 50-55% of the children have antibodies. So, and now the vaccination percentage is also going up. So combining all these factors, as well as the continuance of the COVID appropriate behavior, we hope and we pray that we do not have that kind of a surge.
All right, Dr. Bhargav, congratulations once again, and hope to have you on the show very soon when we hit the 2 billion mark. Let's hope that happens sooner rather than later. Any, you know, as a parting shot, Dr. Bhargav, any possibility of that happening within this year, or is that wishful thinking?
Well, we will continue to try. It depends on you, the population of India, the vaccine producers, as well as the health ministry, the frontline workers, the healthcare workers, the vaccinators, and all to participate in. It's a people's movement. And I think that has really happened in India, that it has become a people's movement. Mm. And again, I would like to thank you and the other media houses who've played an important role for this. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Dr. Bhargav, thank you very much for your time and for joining us on this big day. All right. I would like to now introduce Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman of the COVID working group. Dr. Arora, good to have you again on the show, sir. Again, I would like to start by congratulating you, Dr. Arora. This is definitely a moment of great celebration. Nobody can deny this. But celebration with a certain degree of caution, that we don't end up celebrating too soon. We have achieved a great deal, but there is a next billion. So I would like to first ask you, what, according to you, are the immediate 3 or 4 or 5 big challenges or big learnings over the past 10 months?
So, the biggest issue was that right from day one, we knew that the vaccine is not available in unlimited amounts. And therefore, program had to be calibrated accordingly, and in a phased manner, the scale-up was done. Number two, that the COVID platform had initial hiccups, which took about 8 to 10 weeks, and gradually, so it is a very good example that while ship was moving, it was being repaired, modified, additions were being done. So that was the second thing. Third thing was that the how to expand infrastructure where the adults could be immunized. You remember we talked about, we started with 3,000 immunization centers. Hmm. And we can go up to 100,000. You would remember that we can go up to 100,000.
Yes, I remember. You only said that we can go up to 1 lakh.
And 1 lakh immunization centers, and that is what our capacity is. And
But you know, Dr. Arora, I also remember back then, you also said that while a bulk of this will be from the government, you urge for greater private participation also, as far as these centers are concerned. So, you look at the COVID app and you will see that your desire has not been fulfilled. Private participation is still low.
So and in fact, the other day also we talked about that we were expecting, but anyway, in fact, so far they have delivered about 5% of the vaccines. We were expecting around 20-25%, but that's fine.
Well, that's a huge gap.
But that also, that even that 5%, 10%, they started with around 10%, 7%, and now it's around 5%. You will see today it's about 1,500, 2,000 immunization centers out of 63 or 64,000 sites. Mm-hmm. So private sector has been there, but private sector's role, I'm diverting a little bit, in patient management has been monumental. Mm-hmm. If they were not there, we would have really had difficulty. Public sector health care delivery system is, you know, that there are glitches, and private sector came at that time. So their participation and role is un. The other learning which we had was that there will be the possibility of vaccine hesitancy. I spoke about a very comprehensive 360 degree approach to handle vaccine hesitancy and a social mobilization campaign built on our previous 25, 30 years of experience with polio, measles, that was built up. And this time, the whole campaign is proactive, responsive rather than reactive. And you would, I'm sure, this social media scanning has shown, and I am sure you would also agree, that today fake news, misinformation, and those kind of issues are much less or uncommon, while they were very frequently seen in the first 6 to 8 weeks or 10 weeks. So, and but that does not take away our, that a guard cannot be built, that we are happy that it is vaccine eagerness and vaccine enthusiasm. Because as we approach the end line, the issues of those who are who need a little more cajoling or who need a little more convincing will be required. And that is being done. The strategy has been scaled up in a way that sort of one-to-one marking is to be done. I must tell you, if you go to a village today, Asha knows exactly who are the people who are yet to be immunized. And she can take you to those 5 houses or 10 houses where a kind of a interpersonal communication at a very different level is being done. So the program is ready. I was listening to another issue. You were talking to Dr. Balram Bhargava was about second dosers and the issue. When are we going to?
Yes, I was meaning to ask you that question.
Yes, so I was listening and I'm prepared to answer that.
Sure.
That
sure, please.
If you look at the previous 3 or 4 weeks, the second dosers have started overtaking first dosers. Even today, second dosers are more than first dosers. What is this phenomena? Primarily, the second dosers will now be coming up because those 88-90% of the vaccine is Covishield. And Covishield and real takeoff of the vaccination system took off in June sometime. So those who received in June, July, August, now is their term to come into second doser because it is 3 to 4 months interval. Mm-hmm. So they will gradually come up and the possibility, because the most exciting part and the encouraging part we are seeing that there are 5-6 states, although small, have received 100% adult one dose. Mm-hmm. But there are at least 1/3 of the major states where 90% plus people have received one dose. Now, these are very encouraging points that those who have received one dose will now come for that. In addition, the program is also working to, on certain days, specific second dosers are invited that on such and such day, only second dosers will come. Hmm. That is to push. Another issue just now you showed, and I'm a little surprised you guys are not asking that question. Some 4 months ago or 5 months ago, the difference between male and female was 10%.
Yes.
Today is 2%.
Let's put that graphic on.
This is a
Dr. Arora has just noticed what we are running. The difference between the male and female. Yes. Let's put that on the
screen. Yes. So that has been a proactively done because female specific centers were dropped. Because when you tell, it is very seriously noted down. And I can tell you, you have been doing a great job when you ask questions. And then another dimension has been that how do I reach 100% population by the end of the year? Hmm. You are pushing Balram Bhargava on that. So here I would tell you that at least one dose we should be able to give most of the adults by the end of the year. Huh. And within next 4 to 6 weeks, second dosers will also be given. Huh. Because that is, see, I must tell you, I told you that in June, July end, we will give 50 crore doses. It was somewhere in April or May, if you remember.
Correct.
We finished 50 crores on 7th of August. Hmm. In somewhere October, we had expected 100 crores because that was the supply side we knew about it. And then in the coming 3 months, we have arrangement for about 80, 90 crore doses. In fact, by January, we will have nearly 100 crore doses.
Okay.
So, doses is not a problem.
Can you, Dr. Arora, just give us the timeline? Because I think that will be very, very interesting. For instance, we have completed 1 billion in 10 months. What is the action plan and the supply supply issues? Have they been sorted for the next billion? How soon can we hit the next billion?
Yes. So, I think we should be able to do it within next 3 to 4 months, that second dose. Because first dose, we have to see 77 or 80% have received the first dose. Hmm. So, we are left with 20%, which is about 18, 20 crore people.
Correct.
Which has to be given an additional one dose.
Yeah.
So, we think that by the end of this year, everybody will get at least one dose, and there will be a few who will be left for second dose. And because that is what expected, in another 4 to 6 weeks after December, we should be able to complete that, because we are now planning how pediatric immunization is to be rolled out.
Hmm.
So before you ask that question, I thought I will take it up proactively that for pediatric immunization also, there are four vaccines in the offing.
Hmm.
There is Covaxin data available, Zycovid data available, and two more doses, Carbovax and Covavax, which are Serum Institute and Biological E. And these vaccines will be available somewhere a later part of December, so that somewhere in the first quarter of the next year, we should be ready to start immunizing our children, the most important asset, with the same gusto and intensity as the adults have.
You know, Dr. Arora, you have robbed me of an opportunity to ask three or four important questions, but I still have some arrows in my quiver for you. My question now for dose number one. You mentioned that dose number two, if you see the percentage, that has increased. Factual, absolutely spot on. But don't you think that the dose one, the number of people taking the first dose actually coming down, is also a cause of worry, which means you're not adding more new people. You're only vaccinating those who are already vaccinated with the first dose.
Sanket, I have already answered this question.
Hmm.
I said the last mile, the intensity of social mobilization will have to be increased.
Cajoling, much more than what it has been.
Yes, and interpersonal communication. I've already tried to answer that. We know that we need to now mobilize who may be fence sitters, and they need to be talked about. Their concerns have to be taken care of, and so that they are mobilized. So there is this extra effort. It is already being planned, because last mile will always be. So once you cross 80% or so, then you have to do that extra effort, and that is being planned.
And you're saying that this will be done within the next 2 to 3 months, by the end of this year?
Yes. Yeah, because it's an ongoing process. These are the learnings we have done, that initial 6 to 8 weeks, it was expected that vaccine hesitancy is going to be there. Now we expect, we know that there will be some vaccine hesitancy. We need to work, change our gears and work in a manner so that these people, as I said, you go to an Asha, she will tell you who is unimmunized.
Hmm.
You go to a urban area, a worker in the mohalla, he knows or she knows who is unimmunized at the moment. So that kind of micro planning, line listing, and focused targeting is being done at this time.
Dr.
So
Arora,
at the ground level, it's a very different game also.
Okay, Dr. Arora, my next question is on booster shots. Now, I was speaking to Dr. Paul yesterday, and he said that it may be happening in other countries, but in India, we do not have a comprehensive scientific study as of this moment to suggest that this is something which actually works or not. Now, what are you willing to learn from global experiments on giving booster shots and cocktail vaccination?
So, I'll take you back. I will take you back to May this year, when we were discussing about interval between two doses.
Hmm.
And I said context is very important. Same is true for boosters. The second wave was devastating, but it has done a good thing also for us, in a way that it is 67% seropositivity in June, but it appears that around 80% of the people had a natural infection during all this period.
Mm.
Now, those who have got a natural infection, two doses is like a double barrel protection cover. So therefore, the likelihood of a booster is is very less in our country. Very unlikely, because once you get a natural infection, either between the doses, before the doses or after the doses, it provides like a booster by itself. Hmm. And therefore, we have that advantage. Studies, notwithstanding that the studies, at least 3 or 4 studies are going on to look at the value of whether it really helps. That is one part. And the second is that examples of Israel or USA or UK, there you have seen that because those who had not received the vaccine, they are the one who were getting affected. Hmm. And there was no natural infection. While here, whatever the dynamic, population dynamics, demographics, epidemiology is here, the virus has moved around in a way that a large proportion of us have been infected in an asymptomatic.
Okay, this is interesting. And that works to your advantage. That's an interesting assessment. All right, Dr. Arora, thank you very much for your time. Let's hope to interview you soon for the next billionth dose. Thank you very much.
I hope so. Thank you very much. Such a pleasure talking to you every time.
Thank you. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, the other big story. Many would say that why does this keep happening year after year? But yes, it happens. Not taking away from the merits of the case. But now it seems that after last year's episode of Stars in the Net, now the NCB, after Aryan Khan has Ananya Pandey, they've called her for questioning. And what have they pegged this questioning on? WhatsApp chats all over again. That debate up next. Star kids seem to be the focus of the anti-drugs agency, the Narcotics Control Bureau, as the agency searched the home of Ananya Pandey following the arrest of Shah Rukh Khan's son, Aryan Khan. The superstar visited his son in jail today. Ananya also questioned for 2 hours, called again at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Superstar Shah Rukh Khan at Arthur Road Jail this morning, visiting his son Aryan Khan for the first time in 17 days. And actor Ananya Pandey at the Narcotics Control Bureau's office in South Mumbai, accompanied by her father, actor Chunky Pandey, after she was summoned for questioning by the anti-drugs agency. As Shah Rukh exited the jail, he acknowledged those waiting outside with folded hands.
On the day COVID protocols were relaxed and physical meetings between inmates of the prison and their families and lawyers resumed, superstar Shah Rukh Khan was here for about 20 minutes at Arthur Road Jail to meet his son Aryan Khan, who's been lodged here since his judicial custody commenced. The meeting lasted for 10 minutes and all jail and COVID protocols were followed, sources say.
Soon after, an NCB team was at SRK's house in Bandra to pick up documents relating to Aryan Khan. Aryan Khan's bail plea comes up in the Bombay High Court on Tuesday.
The High Court has agreed to a request for an early hearing. The ASG was present. The ASG has said that he'll be ready on Tuesday.
Sources say following a search at Ananya Pandey's house this morning, the NCB team took away a laptop and a phone. Sources add Ananya Pandey's name cropped up in WhatsApp chats on Aryan Khan's phone. But as Ananya Pandey's name emerged, questions over whether the agency has been focused on film industry stars, starting with Riya Chakraborty in the Sushant Singh Rajput case, followed by Deepika Padukone, Rakul Preet Singh, Shraddha Kapoor, Sarah Ali Khan and Arjun Rampal in separate cases.
Can't even say this is an unusual day in Bollywood, because this is happening quite often. After that, the NCB officers came here at Shah Rukh Khan's home, Mannat, to give some documents in Aryan Khan's case. Again, this is something that's been going on for a while. Aryan Khan is still in Arthur Road Jail. This morning we saw Shah Rukh Khan visit him after many, many days. He saw his own father, and Shah Rukh Khan, while coming out, was greeting people and people who were relatives of under trials. Now, the question Bollywood is asking and extremely worried with their back against the wall is, who's next?
Meanwhile, Nationalist Congress Party spokesperson Nawab Malik leveled charges of extortion against Zonal Director of the NCB, Sameer Wankhede.
Iska khulasa adhikari ko karna padega Sameer Wankhede ko. Maldives mein us samay mein the jab puri industry Maldives mein thi. Kya karan tha wo wahan gaye? Hame to pura yakin hai ki sari ugai Maldives aur Dubai mein hui hai.
While Ananya Pandey has been called in for questioning again on Friday, the question many are asking is, Why is the agency that's been tasked with going after drug cartels and major drug suppliers going after film stars whose cases at best sum up as cases of consumption? In Mumbai, with Rohit Khilnani and camera person Praveenji Rohit, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
I'd like to introduce Priyanka Chaturvedi, Rajya Sabha MP and leader of the Shiv Sena. Thank you very much, Ms. Chaturvedi, for joining us. Tariq Saeed, a lawyer for Abbas Merchant, is with us. Niranjan Shetty, spokesperson of the BJP in Maharashtra. And Ashutosh Srivastava, a Supreme Court lawyer. Thank you very much. Ms. Chaturvedi, I want to begin with you first. A member of your government has leveled charges of extortion against the Narcotics Control Bureau. You think this is what it is? And that's why Bollywood is being targeted for extortion?
I'm not going to get into the targeting bit, and I'm neither going to get into defending anyone, but very clearly. Whose video?
Yes, this question was for Ms. Priyanka Chaturvedi.
Yes, okay, because I thought someone was saying my video has frozen. So, all I'd like to say here is, when we are talking about apex bodies like CBI, IT, ED, as well as Narcotics Bureau, which is supposed to be cracking down on drug mafias, are supposed to be cracking down on big consignments that are finding their way into India. They are through because of our porous borders, and now drug accessibility is also much higher amongst the youth. Youth are finding their own challenges and their own issues because of which somehow or the other we need to find a way to ensure that we crack down on the drug mafia. So when an apex body continues to target a few people on the basis of WhatsApp chats, when you also know that drugs were not in possession, drugs were not consumed, then it becomes a matter of legitimacy and credibility of an apex body like Narcotics Bureau. So if we are talking about maintaining transparency, every officer, I'm very certain, every officer is also a human being and he cannot be above suspicion. Like Caesar's wife has to always be above suspicion. So this is something that it is for the Narcotics Bureau to answer. Whether it is about BJP members, official office bearers, being found as part of the raid. They are also found the accused being escorted into the NCB office. Some of those related to BJP office bearers who were detained were released without even any investigation. So there are some serious questions. There are ample amount of videos that lead to that. And I think it is for the NCB and the officials to tell us how it works. And if I look at the press note which has been released by the NCB today, it says that Mr. Wankhede was on a loan to NCB for 6 months. And it started from 10th August 2020. We are today sitting in October of 2021, which is way above 6 months, above a year. So those are questions which need to be answered. There are certain loopholes in terms of appointment, in terms of execution of the responsibilities, and in terms of the outcomes. So this is something which they need to come clear on.
Okay, Tariq Saeed, I want to come to you now. You see, a lot has been said, and this came into focus in the Riya Chakravarti case of the NCB. WhatsApp chats, it seems that everything, the focus has always been... And the entire investigation has always revolved around WhatsApp chats. Can that alone be a subject matter of investigation?
Well,
Mr. Saeed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please carry on.
Yeah, if those WhatsApp chats are pertaining to the seizure in question, then the enforcement agencies can definitely look into it for the purposes of seeking corroboration. But at the investigation stage, any investigation agency has every right to investigate in respect of any chats which they find as incriminating. So if there is some material for them to investigate, yes, the legitimacy is definitely there for the NCB to carry out further investigations. The aspect of whether they would be admissible at the time of trial or not is a different aspect because the Evidence Act would require a certificate under 65B and so on and so forth. But at the investigation stage, yes, WhatsApp chats can definitely be looked into for the purpose of an investigation.
Okay, on the Coup app, we asked this question, and there are some people who have responded. Before we move any further, let's quickly take that on screen. Vidisha Sahai says, what about the bigger fish as far as, you know, drug seizures are concerned? Smithy says, is this a distraction from other issues in the country? Anushka says, WhatsApp chats are not enough to investigate a big issue like drugs. So these are comments which come on the story on the Coup app. Ashutosh Srivastav, I want to bring you in at this moment. You see, some of these comments have also got the people talking and thinking whether this is actually, number one, a distraction, and number two, what is the purpose behind this investigation? I mean, you compare, you know, 3 tons or 3,000 kilograms of drugs versus a few grams of drugs.
Yes, I do agree that only the consumers are being investigated, so far we have seen. But the question arises as to how this much quantity of, you know, such substance, you know, the drugs and all are available in the market. How the youngsters are able to buy it? From where is it coming from? I mean, the question arises that where is the, what is the chain? What is the source of supply of these kind of substances? Now, the second part, what we discussed about the WhatsApp.
So you think Aryan Khan and Ananya Pandey would have the answers to these questions?
Yeah, that is what I think the investigation should be going on, and this is what should be expected, that it should go into the right direction. Ananya Pandey, whether, you know, if she has been called for interrogation, that doesn't mean that she would have committed any crime or anything. It depends on further investigation. However, if
no, any Mr. Srivastav, information, on the basis of what we saw last year and what we see now, it almost appears like a trend where the NCB knows that this will attract media attention. These are celebrities and stars. They will come to their office. There'll be, you know, 100 cameras. We'll have this debate like we are having right now.
So, yes, this
now
time,
who will debate
time, definitely.
Some person being arrested in Vizag over 3,000 kilograms?
See, it's a commentary on us. Definitely. Absolutely, you are right. This time, people of this country would like to know the concrete, you know, the root cause of the investigation and where this investigation goes to. Whether NCB is able to get the, you know, the real, you know, culprits behind what is happening. That is very important. It should not be just, you know, that only such people are called up for investigation and after that, everything is behind the carpet. Now, this time, I'm sure the people would like to know where this investigation is going to and who are the main culprits and what is happening to them, whether they are also being arrested and how this kind of chain, you know, of drugs are coming to the country and to different places and who is the exchequer of that. That I think a lot of answers NCB will have to give in future while doing this investigation.
And if they don't give these answers, you recommend that there should be action which follows? Because we see year after year a probe which is launched, which is high octane, and then I don't know what comes out of it.
I'm sure
if
that
there is a wrong probe, then what should happen?
Yes, then the court has to, because many of the organizations, social workers, some politicians, some common people, or maybe the affected people will definitely move the court and ask as to why the investigation was going in such direction. Why no action was taken? What is the outcome of the, what is the concluding
Priyanka
part
Chaturvedi,
of the investigation?
You see, the point
so
is
far?
That this point has been made by a lot of people, including Mr. Srivastav and others, who say that, see, law will take its course. The process, due process will be followed. If in 90 days the agency is not able to prove, then automatically there will be bail. But do you feel that, sadly, in these cases, what has started to happen is that the process itself has become the punishment?
Absolutely. I do agree with your latter part of your statement where the process has become the punishment. And everything is scrutinized and everything is criminalized in such a way before it is even proven or before the person is proven guilty and even if before the investigation is completed. However, having said that, absolutely law has to follow its course and whatever punishment that these accused, if they're proven guilty, they deserve, they need to be serving so that we set a precedent. The question though arises as far as this is concerned. That at this point in time, whether Aryan Khan or the others come from celebrity homes, The parents have not asked for any special treatment. The parents have not come out in defense of the child. The parents are following the due course of law. So is the child. The child has not asked for any special favors, is not asking for any special treatment. He is also following the due course of law. So at this point in time, when the investigation is on, for, you know, for officers to, ensure that there is a media trial happening, there are media leaks that happen, they consider themselves that they seem to know more about these celebrities and how the network works without even having ample proof to prove their claims, is something that needs to be questioned, because they have been under this limelight for past 1 year when NCB was moved in by the central agencies, by the central government.
Do you not feel that this time around,
we saw what the outcomes were.
There has been a bit of a lesson learnt by a section of the media where you don't see that those WhatsApp leaked chats playing out on the screen like they were last year. So there has been in the Sushant Singh Rajput case.
I don't think they are practicing restraint. It's just that their leaks are not happening as regularly as NCB was doing that in the earlier case, or whichever the agencies were doing in that earlier case, where IMA bounce became about a bounce check, not understanding what millennial lingo about of IMA bounce means. Or for that matter, NCB talking about let's have a blast as something which is more sinister. We really need to understand the millennial lingo, understand the challenges, understand how we can move forward, proceed forward in cracking down mafias, cracking down agencies which are colluding with those who are dealing in drugs, to be able to end this menace. Going after consumers is not the answer. Going after 59 grams of cocaine and 5 grams of charas, I definitely, as an individual, as a mother of a child, would say is not the way forward for an apex body of anti-drug agency like NCB. And maybe we can start with NCB having a full-time director rather than someone who holds additional charge, additional DG, rather than a full-term DG. For past 2 years, they haven't been able to fill that place up.
I think this was
for
point
the government
which was raised
to show its commitment.
By political leaders in Maharashtra last year also, being raised even now. Let me quickly come to you, Mr. Tariq Syed. See, do you feel in this case, and just taking forward what Priyanka was saying, that star kids are being made out as examples, and the punishment that is being given to them is not commensurate to the said crime? For instance, Mr. Aryan Khan and others were booked and arrested for alleged consumption. Right?
You're
recreational consumption.
And
then it became a case of them being in touch with someone who may have connections with an international drug cartel and something more and more and more sinister, which is the same script that played out last year also, by the way.
You're absolutely right there. You see, till last year, before the Honorable Bombay High Court held that all offences under the NDPS Act are non-bailable, prior to that, the offences were of consumption in particular were bailable. So bail was being granted on the very first day when the suspects were being produced in the court. But post the judgment of the Honorable Bombay High Court coming in Riya Chakravarti's matter, after that, these issues have been cropping up where people who have been charged simpliciter for consumption also, they have been remanded to custody for the purposes of investigation. Now, that is absolutely right. You may remand them to custody for a couple of days, 3 days, 4 days for the purpose of an investigation. But having said that, thereafter, what is happening is that the department also knows that their case in court will be very weak simply because of the fact that the person is being charged for consumption. Therefore, always these link-ups are made, these additional evidence is being brought up. And thereafter, the nature of the case in court changes, wherein they allege that if a supplier, for example, has been found with commercial quantity, the argument in court is that the nature of the case has changed. But in this case, we take the case of which we are handling at this particular point of time. There is no connection inter se between, say, for example, Arbaaz and the other co-accused persons.
Correct.
And that should be taken into consideration when, any applications for relief are being made on behalf of the accused persons. So that is one criteria which we would be submitting in the court.
Okay. I've run out of time, but I feel, and only now we've been able to get in touch with Mr. Niranjan Shetty, spokesperson of BJP Maharashtra. Can we have him on screen? Mr. Shetty, can you hear me? Sorry, we lost your audio and video.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Mr. Shetty,
I can hear you.
Now what is being said is that an agency is being used for political gains, for a political outcome, which frankly, I do not know what exactly is the motive. If this is a political game, if there is a political strategy, then what is it? Extortion, publicity, what?
Sanket, I fail to understand why on the panel each and everyone is accusing the apex body, as the Shiv Sena spokesperson spoke just few minutes ago when I was listening to him. It is the judiciary which has to decide.
Sanket, I'll have to interfere here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's making some incorrect statements about me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not say that.
Priyanka ji, I did not say anything.
I said apex body is a supportive of the agencies and workers.
Okay, one moment.
Not of the individual consumers.
Niranjan Shetty, please be specific.
No, you cannot put words in my mouth. You first will have to retract what you just said.
You have an opportunity to speak,
no, because you have few minutes left, please be factual. Don't start your lies on television platforms.
I am not spreading lies, but then the allegation that you are
You know, BJP is such a habitual liar that they will come
back,
on every platform and start lying.
You cannot accuse some apex body that it is working under something duress. It is doing certain, it is doing its job, and it has brought before the judicial system. Now, let the judicial system decide. Why are we hampering on those issues that
we have all the right to ask these questions because there's a bit of a track record involved here.
No, one second.
The allegation has been made that all these NCP has no other work. They are citing about different ports and they are citing about
only you all have the work. Now, the only work you do
it is not
to do
the BJP.
Dirty, jobs.
Priyanka ji, it is not the BJP has put drugs into its food. It is the Abbas merchant and it is categorically
But the point is
the judge
that
has refused
this
the bail.
Changing strategy.
The judge has refused the bail. That
it's not just about consumption.
The additional solicitor general has proved that he has mentioned that there is a prima case in this matter.
Way, which is something which can be challenged in a higher court also, which will be done soon.
Of course he can, you can, but let the judicial process go.
Priyanka Chaturvedi, last word, she wanted to come in.
No, I want to say something.
Yeah.
It is extremely important, firstly, that he does not put words in my mouth. Spreading fake narratives and lies has become a habit of the Bharatiya Janata Party, especially coming from Maharashtra. Now, having said that, NCB is also an investigation agency. NCP has made some serious charges. Now, if, as far as NCB is concerned, if we question them as
let
to how
NCB
BJP representatives and BJP office bearers were
NCB?
Allowed inside NCB office to take selfies with a celebrity
why?
Kid, then
there
we do ask questions.
We do ask questions that why is it that some people were given special treatment and they were not detained and they were asked to leave because they happened to be related to some BJP office bearers.
So if I have these questions, I don't think I'm hampering the investigation. Neither am I hampering the judicial process. I'm only adding a few questions so that there is no
cannot accuse him to be
the point
belonging
is they
to
were
BJP.
Selfie statement.
Why can't
but
it be? Exactly.
That does not absolve him from the being guilty of having
yes,
the position
of yes, let's see. But you know, one question will also be asked and we've been
that?
Raising this issue
Who is
time and
that?
Again.
Neither does
the
it absolve NCB.
So, it is the investigation officer. Let the investigation officer do its duty and let the judiciary decide.
Okay.
Who are we to decide? Let the judiciary decide.
Okay. I've run out of time, but thank you very much.
Who
to
is
all
BJP
of you
to interfere in the investigation?
Yeah,
how are BJP office bearers part of the investigation?
Why is Nawab Malik speaking on whose behalf Nawab Malik is speaking? Why is the minister speaking?
He is speaking. You are part.
Mr. Shetty, since I've run out of time, I can only say Nawab Malik, not holding a brief for him, but Nawab Malik, okay, a hard stop. Nawab Malik can say what he's saying. in the capacity of being a minister, he's making certain allegations, which is part of, you know, even the BJP makes a lot of allegations. Mr. Shetty, for a BJP person and a private detective to be seen and taking selfies, I think raises enough suspicion on how the NCB went about this probe. Thank you very much. Good night and goodbye.